K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
All right, listen up.
Hey, this is Carly. How are you?
Carly. Sounds so serious.
You sound kind of sad.
Yeah, I am a little bit, to be honest. I don't know.
What's going on?
Okay, well, I was honestly hoping that you guys could help me with something. So I went on this date with this guy, Andre, a couple days ago, and guys, I messed it up, and I just really blew it, and I feel horrible, and I want a second chance because he's an awesome guy, like super sweet, super cute, and I feel like an idiot. I totally blew it, and I don't know what to do.
What'd you do?
Yeah, what's going
We're
on
We're kind of
going,
leaving us yeah. out here.
Yeah, guys, I'm so embarrassed by it. I don't even want to think about it right now, to be honest.
So have you called him?
Yes, I've tried calling him so many times, and he hasn't answered my calls. I've left him voicemails. He hasn't returned them. I don't know what to do.
Could you still see him on Facebook and stuff? Or?
Yeah, did he block you?
I haven't even looked, to be honest, but maybe I should try messaging him next if he doesn't answer my calls.
Way to go. Wait, make her feel bad.
Sorry, I didn't mean anything by that. Well, I'll tell you what, before you do anything like that, why don't you just hold on a second. What's his name?
Andre.
Aww.
Okay, well, hold on a second.
I
here.
Know.
Carly, hold on. We're going to get his number. We're going to call Andre here for you, okay?
Thank you so much.
It's the K99.1 FM, 7:30,
second date update.
What's happening?
Carly, I got to admit, it's a little intriguing where you're like, I just totally blew it.
I'm dying to know what's going on here.
You still won't tell us?
I mean, I can't even bring myself to voice it, to be honest.
God, I'm like, okay.
You're gonna think I'm ridiculous. I just want a second chance with this guy. I want a second date to explain myself and explain what happened, and I want to talk to him.
Well, let's get him on
okay.
the phone.
All right, that's
we'll
fair. Let me start dialing here. We're gonna dial the number, and you be real quiet here for us. We'll get it going, and phone is ringing, so here we go, okay?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi, Andre.
Yeah.
How are you doing?
What's going on?
I'm fine. Who's this?
Are you in the middle of a big story?
Yeah, what are you doing?
I just hit work. Why? What are you doing? Who is it?
We have a scoop for you.
We do.
Do you know? Well, Carly, we just talked to Carly.
This is Nancy and Fry, by the way, from
K99.
Yeah.
No. I'm sorry. No. No.
Well, we got to tell you, she called us, and she all she kept saying was she really messed up. She was really embarrassed.
Yeah. You really don't want to know. You should just move on, hang up the phone.
No, hold on a second. Hold on. She won't tell us. We don't know what she did. We got to know.
Andre, we're dying here. Come on now. It's so vague. She's like, I really messed up.
We kept asking her. She wouldn't spit it out.
So she wants to know.
Well, let me tell you something. I mean, I'm not bragging, but I've been on a lot of dates, okay? So, I mean, I've been out with a lot of women. But for the first time in my life, I'm actually thinking of not dating for a while. This is so crazy.
What is going on?
I mean, look, if there was a crazy train, she couldn't even drive it because she'd own the company.
What?
What's happening?
I drove all the way out to Springfield to go to dinner with her, right?
Right.
Yeah.
She didn't even stay for the whole date. You would think, hey, maybe I should stick around for the whole date or at least finish dinner, even if I don't want dessert. And she couldn't even do that.
Well, what happened? Because she really wants another date with you, but...
No, she's not getting another date. She's insane.
She said she blew it, so what did she do?
Yeah, what's happening?
She calls her ex-boyfriend while we're at dinner, has a heated argument with him, cries, then... Oh, no, we're not done yet. You think that's bad. Ex-boyfriend shows up at the restaurant.
Oh,
what?
Oh, no.
No, no, no. Wants to kick my ass, and she leaves with him.
No! What? Wait a minute.
No, had she been drinking, or was she sober?
I don't think the wine had been poured yet. We had ordered. I mean, I don't know what she did before she got there. But I was just like, no, clearly she should not be on the market. She's not ready to date. And that guy's weird, too.
What did he do? Did he come up and threatened to fight you in the restaurant?
Yeah. And he's making a big scene, and the manager's like, whoa, what's going on over here? It was so weird. I almost stayed and finished the wine myself.
You should have.
I was like, honestly, part of it kind of terrified me. I just got the hell out of there because I said, man, this is just, I couldn't even believe it. I immediately got on a phone, called my buddies. I said, you won't even believe what happened. I win the all-time award, you know?
That's awkward.
Crazy train.
It was loud. It was tears. It was like, you just don't act that way in public, even if you got a problem with somebody. You know what I mean?
Okay. Hi, Andre. It's Carly.
There you go.
Nice.
Cuckoo.
Okay, first of all, this is all taken so out of context.
No, there is nothing out of context about you calling your boyfriend at the table.
Listen, my ex-boyfriend has had some issues. I was trying to be a caring individual and see if he was okay. If you had problems
while on a date
that you hadn't worked out yet, I would do the same thing for you. I think that it was just me being selfless and caring.
But did you tell him where you guys were having dinner? How did he show up?
Yeah.
I might have mentioned it.
Carly, I don't understand. You're on a date with Andre, and you call your ex-boyfriend. He didn't call you. You called him.
Yeah, well, because I know that he was having a really tough week, and I just wanted to make sure that I wanted to be like, look, this is over. I have moved on. I'm on a date. I don't care for you, but this is what's happening. I think it was fine for me to just lay it out. Have no lies, no secrets, or anything.
Andre?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. This is way beyond not having secrets, all right? This goes over the top. And trust me, I get the whole thing about keeping your options open. You don't know what's going to happen on a date. But you usually don't spend that cash on the date. You know what I'm saying?
Or leave with your ex.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, you know, usually you wait for the date to go bad before you go back to your ex.
He was in a really bad spot, and I don't think I could leave him alone.
Well, clearly you chose him over me. You're not single, and you should go be with him.
It doesn't even matter because I'm officially over with him. I'm officially done, and
Wait a minute. You weren't officially over with him when you went out with me? No, actually, I'm curious now. Were you officially over with him when you went out with me?
It's really, really complicated.
Oh, burn!
So did you call to make him, like, jealous that you were on a date?
You used Andre?
No, I didn't use Andre. Andre, you are so sweet and so cute, and I know I made a fool of myself. I know it, and I want to make it up. You. Andre, I will even take you out on a date.
I think we should offer the limo to Andre.
Okay. What do you want to do?
Andre, you want to go out with her again?
We have a limo.
No. Okay. There's not a snowball's chance. There's no way. That's not happening. No.
Carly.
Because I don't want Beefcake to show up and threaten to kick my ass again.
Beefcake.
You see?
Yeah, there's no chance.
Yeah, Carly?
Andre, so you're not going to go out with me again?
No. I'm sorry. It's not going to happen.
Okay, well then, hey, guys, I have a question then.
What's up?
If Andre here isn't going to be using the limo, is it still up for grabs? Because, I don't know. I guess now I can take my ex out, Andre.
No.
Why
Carly.
Not? He doesn't want me, so I'll go with somebody who does.
You know, we don't have a limo, but we might have a crazy train.
Oh, my goodness.
All right.
Well, thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Sorry, Carly. Good luck.
Thanks, Andre. Better luck, dude.
Yeah, right?